1913.
You arrived in the United States in 1913.
That's right.
And how old were you?
13 years.
The reason I'm asking is I want it on the
perfectly
tape.
Perfectly,
okay?
All right with me. I didn't do anything.
Tell me a little bit about Europe. You know, where you lived, what country.
I lived in Romania. The city was in Herz, was the name of the city. A very small city, but a beautiful city.
And that was
my book. Go ahead.
The name of the town. I'm sorry.
Herz.
And was it a town or a village or a farm?
It's a little town, just like, I would say, like Wilkinsburg is. You know, Wilkinsburg is called a borough here, but it's a town.
Township.
That's right.
I'd like to hear a little bit about your immediate family that lived in the house with you.
Well, my father and mother and my sisters and brothers lived together. We all lived in our own home. We owned our own home. The only thing that was difficult was to go into a public school. I mean, a Romanian public school. We had our own public school. See, they studied Hebrew, German, and Romanian. We had teachers that would come there, and we had a school. But if you wanted to go to a Gentile school, it was very hard for a Jewish person to go into.
But how many Jewish people were in your town?
Oh, in our little town, the both sides of the street were Jewish people, except about maybe six families lived Gentile. The rest were all Jewish in that little, in that street that I lived, not the whole entire city. I'm not talking about the entire town. But I mean, in the main street, all merchants.
And approximately, what was the population of the whole?
Very, very small.
And proportionately, what percentage would you say were Jews?
In the town that we live, I would say 80% were Jews.
80%.
Every bit.
And could every Jewish child have the education that they wanted in the parochial school?
In the Jewish, yes. You could take German, Jewish, Romanian. But you could not get into a Gentile school, see? My older sister got into favor of one of the men that he was the head of the school, but none of us had the regular school, see.
Do you feel that the Gentile schools had better
education?
You
were more recognized. You know, you was more recognized and you could go further with your education, which you couldn't do it from this school, see.
How high up could you go?
Well, just grade school, that's all.
And what kind of a house did you live in?
We had a one-floor house. See, there were no two-floor houses. Except before we came to this country, a cousin of mine built a two-floor house. We didn't see a stitch, but everybody had a one-floor house in that little town.
And so it asks you what kind of work you did.
My father had a grocery store.
A grocery.
That's right. We owned our own home.
And what was the language that you spoke in your home?
Romanian and Jewish. Mostly Jewish we spoke in the house, but we spoke Romanian too.
Did you belong or attend any organization at all?
No.
Your parents? Zionists?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
No.
I doubt it. Not that I know of.
Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
Yes, very friendly.
Proportionately, I mean.
Very friendly. Like there was a druggist that lived across the street from my family. We had a grocery store. And they would come over to us, and my mother would bake bread on Friday, and she would take over a twist to them, and very friendly. And then there were Gentile butchers.
And they were friends?
Yes.
Just as you went shopping, or that you had socially in your
home? No, not socially. No, just they would come in and say hello, and that's it.
But not on a social
No.
Socially, all the friends were Jews?
That's definitely.
Was the government in Romania at that time friendly towards Jews?
Very good, yes. There was, he was the head of the town. He was an Italian, married the man that owned the whole land of Paris. She was an only daughter, and he was an architect from Italy. Came to Romania, married this girl, and he owned the whole town, see? And my parents did not own the ground. You could lease it for 100 years, but you wouldn't, being Jewish, you couldn't own ground in Romania, see, at that time. And he was very nice. He had a gorgeous, built himself a gorgeous mansion that I have never seen anything in this country, made out of glass. And then he built a park right in front of that for everybody. Everybody was welcome, Jewish or Gentile. We had gypsies in our town, and they were welcome. And then every month, my father would have to pay so much taxes for the ground.
For the ground, which he never owned.
No, you cannot own. You cannot own your own ground.
Could the gypsies?
No.
Gypsies nor Jews?
Well, I don't think gypsies even own their own homes because they would travel. Honey, what are you looking at? Clean glass inside their own thing.
What was your synagogue like?
Beautiful.
Were you a Levi, Cohen, Israel?
Israel.
And did this give you any special privileges, being in Israel?
No, not whatsoever.
And what kind of schooling did you have in Europe?
Romanian, a little German, a little bit of Jewish.
And what did you think of Palestine at that time?
Didn't even know there was a film. I didn't. My folks may, but I didn't know anything about Palestine.
Why did you leave the country in which you were born? Why did your parents leave? Do you have
my oldest sister came here, and then a sister and a brother came, and my mother and father sold their business, sold their property, and we came. That's all. She came because my sister came. They're both dead, two of my two sisters, I think.
And this is why you came to the
United States. That's right. My father didn't want to come. It was my mother. She wanted to go because her children were here.
Did you have any definite destination? Wherever your sisters were is where you wanted to go, where your parents wanted to go.
I had no say in the matter.
No, I realize that you didn't, but your parents.
Well, my mother wanted to be with her children.
And where were they?
In this country.
And you don't, what city?
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
Oh, yes, they came right here to this country.
And do you know why they came here?
My sister?
To Pittsburgh.
Because, you know, at that time, she was only 16, my oldest sister. She was a beautiful girl, and she felt she could do better in a big country like the United States than in Romania. So she came for no reason at all. My father didn't want her to go. In fact, I'll tell you something. He went to the rabbi, my father, and asked for advice. And he says, you'll do anything, she shouldn't go. So the rabbi said, let her go, she'll come back. But she never came back. But that's why. They didn't want her to go. She just wanted to go, that's all.
And when you came just as a group. Did you have any Schwesters? They mentioned Schwesters.
Yes, we came with a family by the name Moltz. I think they are living, some of them live in the city, but I don't get it.
Moltz?
Yes, M-O-L-T-Z.
And who met you when you came to the United States?
My sister and my brother. And they had a house, fixed up a six-room home for us.
And were there any organizations involved in helping you come here
or
settle?
Oh, no.
All family?
All family, nothing. Well, see, my sister was, a ticket came to my parents. They didn't even know. My sister wrote to my mother's sister to send her a ticket she wants to come to this country, and they did, see? Well, my father didn't want to accept the ticket, and he wanted she should return it, but she wouldn't listen.
And did you have the same name in Europe as you have here?
Yes.
And what was your name?
Rose Roper, G-R-O-P-P-E-R.
course, in Romania, you're called Roza instead of Rose.
Yes. But your last name was the same.
The same.
What was the thing that impressed you most about Pittsburgh?
Well, I hate to tell you this, I was not impressed. It was all right, but I mean, as far as, you know, I didn't know too much, see, what to be impressed by.
I went through a similar experience. I know exactly.
Yeah, I know you. I know you what happened. That's it, exactly. You came with your parents, didn't
yes.
you? Well, there it is. As long as you came with your parents, then you're protected from all the things that my sister had to go through.
How far back can you trace your family tree?
Well, all I could remember is my grandmother, from my mother's side. See, my father and my mother were first cousins. My mother's father and my father's father were brothers. I don't remember any of the grandparents on my father's side because they died before I was born. But I remember my grandma, not too vividly, but I remember her. She was sick already when I was born.
Did your grandparents, or the one grandparent that you remember, came from Romania also?
I didn't have it in this country.
No, I realize that.
Oh, definitely Romania. Definitely.
Was there anything that in the United States that disappointed you the first 5 years?
Oh, no. I didn't know any better. I was not disappointed.
Were there any time during this period where you didn't feel that you were properly treated?
In this country?
Because you were an immigrant?
No. I could not complain.
What objects, papers, or anything did you bring to the United States, or would this pertain more to your parents?
I don't know.
Did the climate or the food affect you at all when you first came here?
None of us, no.
And where did you go for medical care? Do you remember?
I don't remember being sick at any time myself, but my mother was not well, and we had a doctor that attended to her, and she went to different hospitals. But me, I don't remember being sick.
And was your first home in this area? Like
that's right.
Pittsburgh? And what was it
not
like?
Not in Squirrel Hill.
Where?
Up the hill.
And what was it like?
Wick Street. That's very nice. It was a private street, six-room home. It was really nice.
Did
off
you
of the
own
Whittier
your own
street.
Home?
Yeah. No. We rented it.
And what was the neighborhood like at that time?
All Jewish people.
All Jewish people?
Sorry?
Yes. Oh, yes. And how long did you live there?
Well, I would say about 5-6 years, and then my husband bought a property on 1849 Webster Avenue and opened the grocery store there.
You mentioned your husband. How old were you when you married?
I was 19 years. I was 19, July 19. I got married the 10th of August. And Jerome was born 10 months after that.
So you moved, your first move away from your original home in Pittsburgh was your home to live with your husband?
No, not the first move. We moved from Wick Street to 1849 Webster Avenue, and then I married my husband.
I see. I misunderstood you, Mrs. Lieber. I was under the impression that you first mentioned your husband.
No.
So you lived in your first home about 3 years, is that right?
I imagine that's how long I can exactly.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
Well, I would say conservative. I was never too strict. Or I was never real Orthodox. My father was. My older sister. My mother was already not as strict as my father.
Did you keep a kosher home?
Yes. I hate to tell you why.
Why?
Well, I was in business with my husband, and I didn't. So she came and took my dishes and threw them out in the garbage.
Your mother?
The box, yeah. Sure, mother-in-law, you wouldn't take it from. And she bought me other dishes, and I gave her my word that I'll always keep kosher, and I did. But I can't, my parents had a strictly kosher home.
At this time, many people were not religious or religious. When you came, was there a
more religious, more, yeah. They were more religious than they are today, I think.
And what was your attitude towards people that were not so religious? Do you have any recollection of this at all?
Never bothered me.
Did you change any of your religious practices during your first 5 years in the United States?
No. No. No.
But did you attend a synagogue here?
As a child?
Yes, when
no.
You first came here.
No, I would go and visit my parents, but that's it.
And where was it located?
On Webster Avenue.
And what was that like?
Very nice. Very beautiful stone. It's still standing there. It's a colored church now. It's a very nice place. Very nice.
And how often did you attend?
We would go Saturday or something like that.
Friday night, too?
No.
And what observances did you carry on your home, in your home, aside from keeping kosher dishes?
Well, which way would you?
Well, did you have Friday night?
Definitely. I observed Friday night, light my candles. And when I was not in the store, I was in the store for 18 years.
Mrs. Lieber, what I'm trying to, with the information that I want, I would like, if you possibly could, we're trying to confine it mostly to the first 5 years that you were in this country.
Oh, well, that's...
So what I ask you would pertain to your home with your family, with your parents
mm-hmm.
and your sisters.
Sister and brothers.
I would like to say...
Mm-hmm. Fine.
Or
try
to.
Fine. And I still do.
Did you do any work at all when you first came here?
Yes.
When you first came here?
Yes. I went to school on, let me see, what's the name of the street? I attended public school. Isn't that funny? Miller School. And then I used to work, pardon me, weekends.
And where did you work? What kind of work did you do?
It was a dry goods store, and she had some ready-made. Was right near Fifth Avenue High.
And do you remember how much money you earned?
Very little.
Like what?
About $2 a week.
A week.
Very little.
And what were your hours?
Well, Saturday I would work the whole day and Sunday the whole day.
And was this a Jewish store?
Oh, yes.
And they stayed open on Saturday
yes,
and Sunday?
Yes, yes.
If you could live this part of your life over again, Grandma Rose, would you go into any other kind of work, or do you feel that you would...
No. I'm very content and very happy.
Did you belong to any kind of a union?
No, never a union.
And how long did you work?
18 years we worked together, my husband and I,
now
in the store.
I realize that.
I mean, my own store I'm talking about. After I got married, is that what you're talking about? You mean before I got married, you're talking
about? Yes, we're talking about the first 5 years and working in your dry goods
store. Well, I only worked about 1 year and from the 5 years. I didn't work right away.
About 1 year.
That's all.
And,
Then I helped in the house.
And when did you first meet,
my husband?
Mr. Lieber, yes. Yeah.
Well, I'll just tell you exactly when I met him. Now, we're married 49 years. It'll be 49 years, the 10th of August that I married. And I knew him. He lived right across the street from us. And I met him about 3 years before that. He didn't even want to look at me, but I knew he was there.
And you married 3 years after
yeah.
you met?
That's right.
And how old were you, and how old was Mr. Lieber when you
married? Well, he was 22, and I was 20, going on 20.
And what was the date of your marriage?
The 10th of August.
And that was what year? Please tell me.
Wait, let's figure out. It's 49 years ago, and this is 68. That's 49, that's 50, that's...
90.
What would that be, 19 what? 1919, I got that.
Yes, because 1990. You were born in
1900.
That's right, 1919. Was the marriage arranged, or was this something that you...
Well, I think it was arranged by my brother-in-law. See, he went to New York to marry his cousin, and he didn't know that I was even existing. And my brother-in-law, when he came back, the girl was married. I was very fortunate. And he came back, and my brother-in-law told him, why don't you take out the rose? And he did, and that's it. Very simple.
From the time that you started going out with Mr. Lieber?
6 months after that I was married.
Oh, I thought that you knew each other for 3 years.
Yes, but I mean when we started...
You dated for 6 months.
I was engaged for 6 months.
And was your husband from the same country? Or
no,
from
he's
another?
From Bessarabia. I'm Romanian. All the Bessarabian does change sometimes. It's Romanian, but I mean he is more of a Russian.
And Mr. Lieber is Jewish?
Definitely, 100%.
And did anyone in your family marry non-Jews? No. Anybody? As so many young couples today, you know, have troubles getting along, and you know, you hear about it, and we read about it, and I'm sure you do too. Do you feel that the problems were the same when you got married?
Well, now the population is much larger now, and you live faster, I think, than you did at the time when I got married. You married for better or worse, and that was it.
And what were some of the adjustments?
Oh, there was a lot of adjustment, because we started with very little, and we both worked very hard. And our main aim in our life was to educate our sons, which we did. We worked very hard, and thank God we got along.
And one thing, when you first came, your family first came here to this country, was money ever a major concern in your family?
Well, we never wanted more than we could afford. See, my mother always set a beautiful table. We were never hungry. When we needed a pair of shoes, we had. And that's all. We didn't need any more.
And for how long do you feel that you were more or less on a budget, even though you didn't want more?
Well,
than
when I started to work in, I worked in Kaufman selling shoes, and I made a nice wage, and I would bring it home to my parents, my mother, and the same thing my other family did, and it wasn't too bad.
And it wasn't too long before there were...
No, we
was
all...
Was a reserve for some luxury?
We had plenty of luxuries, what we wanted. See, we wanted ice cream, we had ice cream. We wanted to go to a movie for 5 cents, we went to the movie for 5 cents. So we never were in want. We didn't ask for anything more. I still don't ask for more than I want, than I need.
Who made the important decision in your home?
After I got married, or
yes. Well, now
we both. I don't think that I nor my husband ever did anything without asking one another what we should do.
And did your decisions and how you handled situations in your married life, were they much different from the way things were in your own home?
What do you mean? In my parents' home?
Yes.
No.
Pretty much the same.
The same, that's right. Only my mother didn't work as hard as I did, that's all.
We touched on your education before, but now I would like to get a little more specific. What schooling did you have in this country?
Miller School, grade school.
And how did you learn to speak English?
From the school.
Did you go to Hebrew school later?
Yes, we had some Jewish rabbi come to the house.
But you didn't go, that was
no.
After school?
That's right.
And how did your Gentile classmates treat you?
At that time, in school, they were very nice, but there weren't too many.
Were mostly Jewish schools?
Mostly Jewish
in
around
the
there. Yeah.
And were
well,
you...
Well, pardon me, in
I'm
the
sorry.
School where I went to, there was no Gentile. See, it was a Hebrew school, only they taught you Romanian and German.
No, that Mrs. Lieber, I'm speaking of the schooling in this country.
I'm talking about this. Oh, in this country I'm from.
That's all right.
Well, in this country there were Gentiles, and they were very nice. We had no trouble.
And were you friendly with the Gentiles?
Very much. Very much.
Did you like music?
I love music. But I never took it up, no.
You never played
no.
instruments? Did you go to the concert?
Yes, whenever I could I went, but...
And did you go to theater, the Yiddish
yes.
theater?
Well, that I never cared for too much because you have to cry and I don't like to cry. I used to love to go to the English show, you know, like the Nixon used to have a show, the Elvin used to have shows. That's the shows I'd like to attend.
Did you attend lectures?
Not too much because I never had time. We were working and then I was tired and then I wanted to be with my parents and my family and that's how it happened.
Did you make any use at all of the public library?
I'm almost sure I did, yes.
In what newspapers did you read?
The Pittsburgh paper. English paper.
English.
That's right.
What were the first organizations that you belonged to?
The NABRID, Council of Jewish Women, Off the Lake.
And how about the synagogue? What synagogue was the first?
The Romanian synagogue. I went with my mother when she was living, and then we joined Bet Shalom and we came to Squirrel Hill.
And Talmud Torah? Did you belong?
No, not a Talmud Torah. No, I belonged to the Wilkinsburg Shul, which I still do. We don't live there for 25 years, but my husband belongs and I belong. There's only one shul there.
And how about
we pay our dues there?
Did you belong to any Zionist group at
no.
that time?
No. My husband does. He
no,
belongs
did
no.
at that time?
No. He does.
How about labor group? Socialist?
No.
Did you belong to any organization that was set up to give to charity?
Definitely. All of these that I belong to, they give to charity. And the shul...
No, I'm speaking more of an organization that you would belong to where you would have benefited by the charity. I think.
No, that I would be benefited. No.
No. Did these organizations give you boxes or give...
Yes, they come and give you a blue box. You put in so much money in it. But the reason why I don't do that is because money was taken out of it and I just give the woman when she comes so much and that's it.
Is there any other way that you would contribute to them at all?
Yes. I do.
No, you did at that time.
I told you what happened. I would put it in the box. In the blue box.
Yes.
It was taken out. So, I discontinued that blue box.
And who would take it out?
I take it. On my help.
Oh, where did you go to have a good time?
We would go to a show. We would have dinner. We'd go to my parents, and it was always a place of joy. After my mother passed away, I would go to my older sister. We would go to my older sister, and we would go to a park.
Did you go together with your husband?
Definitely, when we could. After my brother went in partner with him, when I fired myself. After 18 years, my brother went in with him. Then we would always go for vacation together. But before we couldn't, I went by myself and then he would go.
And did you have many friends of your own sex?
Definitely. I'm very rich in friends. That I am. Beautiful neighbors. I have beautiful neighbors.
Did you participate in any sports at this time at all?
No.
Or did you attend any sporting events?
No. Walking, that's the only thing I like.
What kind of Jewish education did your children get?
Well, we had a rabbi come to my house, my oldest son, and he had Hebrew from 8 years, I think, or 9 years till 13. And he knows how to read Hebrew. And my youngest son attended Beth Shalom, and then I had a private tutor for him. They both know how to read Hebrew, both of my sons.
And they were both born?
Oh, definitely.
What kind of secular education did they have? I mean, they went to elementary school and then to secondary school, and then I know that both of your boys went to law school.
Definitely. Whatever they wanted as far as music or education, we never sent them on their way.
So how far did they go in school?
Well, they law school, you know how far that is. It's 9 year college. No, 6 years college. Wait, 9 years. But, you know, no, four, eight years.
Was there any great significant way that you raised Marvin and Jerome?
Well, the only way I knew
where you
best,
were raised.
Yes, that he has to be a fine American citizen, a fine person, and that they are. And I'm very blessed. I have grandchildren like that, too.
Was there much difference in the way you raised your children and the way you were raised in Europe?
I wouldn't say so, no. We respected our parents, and they respected us, and that's it.
Did you find that you had any difficulty in raising your children due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No. Oh, no.
How did you acquire your American citizenship?
When I came to this country, immediately I became a citizen.
How long did this take? How many years after you arrived?
5 years, I think, it took at that time.
And when did you first vote?
When I was 21, I voted, and it was a privilege to vote. Still is. You know, I my heart condition business,
yes.
And here, they offered to carry me up. I'd go vote for it, and I wouldn't allow. And I still go to vote.
To what party did you belong at that time?
The same party as I belong now, Democrat.
And why?
Well, I really don't know. I feel that they are more for the working person. And that's the reason why I'm voting for them.
Have you ever been active in this party?
No.
What prominent Americans of this period stand in your mind in the first few years that you came here? Do you have any recollection of a very prominent person that you looked up to and admired?
Well, I admire anybody that helps somebody else. So there are many. I couldn't say just one.
When did you first see a colored person?
When I came to this country. They lived right in back of us. And we had a colored woman in our home. Her name was Minnie, and she was very good to my mother.
And how did you feel, in what way did you feel that they were different from other people that you knew?
I never thought different because unfortunately, I was never among them too much. They were working in my mother's home after I got married, and she needed help, so this woman applied, and she worked for us for a good many years.
Did you ever know any Negroes at all that were not employed by your family?
Well, I didn't know them. I used to see people walking back and forth, but I didn't know. In fact, they would come in and buy from my brother. He had to see my father passed away, and my younger brother took the place. You know, this
father.
Yes. Well, there were colored people coming.
How long after you arrived here in the United States did your father die?
He died. Let's see, my mother, 9 years. He was dead 9 years when Marvin was born, so that's 34 and 9 is 43 years. He's dead.
Who were the people with whom you first became friends? Do you remember?
Well, I still have some friends from my school. If you know the Klebers from the Luggage?
No.
They very fine people, Dorothy Klebers. She called me the other day. I didn't see Dorothy for 26 years. And we were in Miller School in the same grade. And I was in Beth Shalom. It was a service at some holiday. And she grabbed me. She said, "Hello, Rose Garofer." And she'd been with me for 26 years, and she remembered my name. And she is a grand person. I love her.
That's marvelous. Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people on a social level?
Yes. Yes. See, I didn't have too much social life. Our time was limited. We were both in the business, as I said before. So we had very little time to socialize.
You had family here in Pittsburgh,
oh, yes.
And I presume you were very close to them.
Definitely.
And who did you celebrate Seder with? The same family?
Well, Seder, my parents thought they were their own family because we were a big family. We had no room for others unless somebody would come in and didn't have anything. See.
But it was mostly just with family.
That's right.
And the whole family would get together
always,
for Seder.
Always, like we do now. My daughter must come. My grandchildren come, and I have Seder right here.
I know. During these first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe or any other parts of the world? Do you remember that at all?
Well, let's see. Europe, of course, Romania was destroyed. The families were there. And once in a while, you hear from a cousin that they're in Israel. Not too much, though.
Well, Mrs. Lieber, as far as I can tell, I'm very curious about one thing. Was there any worry or concern that your brothers or your father would have to go into the service in Romania? Was that any of the reasons for your coming here? Anyone in your family?
My brothers were all too young, see, when we came here.
So that was never the concern
or the reason? No, definitely not. The only reasons I said before was because my sister came and then my other sister and brother. They didn't want to come, but my mother says that's the only way we'll go. So she asked them to go, and then 2 years, see, my sister was here 6 years. Then my other sister was here 4 years before we came, and then we came.
I'd like to ask you another question, too. Were there any other people from your town in Romania that also came to the United States or to Pittsburgh that you would remember?
I don't think so, that I know of, no.
And have you ever been back to Romania?
No. And I don't want to go back. This is my country, and that's what I'm saying.
And there's no family left in Romania?
Not that we know of.
Was there any one major thing that you can remember that your family worried about the first 5 years that you were here?
You mean my parents?
Yes, your parents.
Well, they acclimated themselves as best as they could. They were here, and they couldn't go back. So they made the best of it, and they became American citizens, and we did the best thing we could.
When you say you couldn't go back, why?
They had no way of going back. They didn't have the financial, and they had nothing to go back. They sold everything out before they came to this country, so this was their home.
And this is the way they wanted it?
Definitely. Definitely. There was no desire to go back to live there after we reached the United States.
Well, thank you very much.
You're
for the interview,
welcome.
Grandma Rose, and now I think it'll be fun to replay this.
Go to it.